There you go. Summer of Love. That's you too. Still at it, those guys. Still got it. And right now, just on the other side of half past seven, it's a Tuesday, the 16th of Jan, 2024. The working year is now getting up to speed. It's if it wasn't back to work for you last week, chances are this is the week. And back to school as well. Things are happening on the Dolphin Coast. And if you are already getting your wheels spinning and you think that four wheels is too many, maybe you need to halve that. Maybe you need to cut it down to just two. You'll save a lot on petrol, I'll tell you that much. And if you're looking for your top option for all things two-wheeled, and I'm not just talking about motorized vehicles, I'm not just talking about motorbikes, because we're about to talk about a new addition to the Airworks Racing family. And it's got to do with pedal power, man. But without being too cryptic, let's welcome back to the studio our friend from Airworks Racing, Umhlali. Les is in the house with us once again, and happy Tuesday, Les. Welcome back for the new year. How are you doing, my friend?
Mike, we are good. Thank you for having us once again, man. Yeah, excited for 24, and we're going to hit the ground running hard. So, yeah, we're ready for you.
I'm excited. Last time we chatted, it was just before the festive season. There was lots of cool things in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And now, to get a little update on where things are at, one of the juicy little teasers that you left us with at the end of last year was that you were about to expand your offering and open up a new cycle addition to 100%. The Airworks offering. Is that right?
No, 100%. We are cooking with gas there, man. We've taken over two of our other units in the building. And we're busy with the renovations as we speak. It's going along quite well. Last time was a little bit hotter. This time I've learned my lesson. So we're doing things a little differently. And we're having some fun, man. We're excited. We launched Airwick Cycles 1st of Feb. And confirmed three nice brands. So we've got the Fantic e-bikes from Europe.
Wow.
Very high-end e-bikes. So... sure, I'm excited for those. Something like a 400% power boost. That's my kind of cycling, man.
And you know, for a lot of folks that do their homework on these things, they've been reading about the brand, and up until now, it's been pretty hard to get your hands on one. So now you're going to have a dedicated spot.
Well, we're the first in the country to bring them in and have them here. So we'll be exclusive on the in KZN for Fantic. Then a lot of the guys know the Paga brand. Yes. It's a locally produced bicycle up in Pietermaritzburg. So they're jumping on board with us as well. And then on the more affordable side of things, we've also got the Titan brand, which is quite good. So awesome. we can look after everybody from the lighties on the little push bikes, you know, right up to the serious guys that want to go fast and take chances, man.
that's the Airworks slogan, right?
That's our slogan. And then just adding on that, we've obviously got a full workshop that we're installing, wash bay. And all the apparel and accessories. So we're not linked to just one brand. We've got Fox, we've got Pearl Izumi, we've got Lizard, we've got some new Troy design stuff coming in, also back in the country. I haven't been here for a very long time.
Wow.
So we've got some, and obviously all the SRAM and Shimano and all the spares and accessories and parts and everything that the guys need. We're going to have it all there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a whole world. I mean, motorbikes is a whole universe. And once you get sucked into that, it's the kind of thing that you can get totally lost in. And now expanding into the cycle side of things, I mean, they complement each other really well. It's still two-wheeled fun at the end of the day.
Very much. Yeah. Look, obviously, a lot of our motorbike riders ride bicycles, and we're hoping to get a few of the bicycle riders onto motorbikes as well. So the synergy is there, and our location is great, Mike. You know, we're there in that old slip road there in Umhlali, just down there from the post office and boxing ring and that. And I tell you what, half of Salt Rock and whatnot cycle past us every morning.
There you go.
Because just down the road from us, we've got the slip road that goes towards Marupi and Hollow Trails.
Easy access.
So everybody's asking us for coffee. I'm not quite sure what's up with the cyclists and coffee. Maybe somebody can explain that one to me a bit better.
That's one difference between the motorbike riders and the cyclists.
Motorbike riders want a beer, and the cyclists need a coffee. So, yeah, we're going to put a coffee station outside there. So we'll be able to look after the guys with their coffee and maybe a snack along the way as well.
Really cool. And tell me, one of the things that I know has been a headache, not just for you, but for anyone trying to bring in stock and parts, we've had huge delays. You've seen, if you drive out to Durban, all the ships parked out waiting to try and get their spot in the harbour. And it's been a big headache. And I know you've been waiting patiently for some new stuff to arrive. How's that looking?
Yes, thankfully, our bicycles are the ones that are coming from Europe, are being flown in, so we're not going to have an issue there.
Okay.
But the on the new stock, on the big boy side, for the scooters and delivery bikes and all that, thankfully, we've got stock arriving this week. So we've got a huge backlog of about 20 bikes to get delivered to thankfully, some very patient customers of ours. But that's arriving, and we'll have a few more for anybody else out there, obviously. And we've just received stock of all the commercial side. So if you're needing your delivery bike or your farm quad or that kind of thing, we've thankfully got received stock of that now. So we are all smiles.
That is awesome stuff, man. And not forgetting, of course, if you're looking for something that has been pre-loved, if you're looking for a quality, affordable second-hand set of wheels, you've got options on that front as well, hey?
Very much so, Mark. Yeah, we're very well stocked on a selection of bikes now. On the off-road side of things, right from the little kiddie bikes, 65s, 85s, quads, all that kind of stuff. And then for the bigger kids out there like us, we've got all your KTMs and Husqvarnas and Gas and all the offerings on the Yamahas and whatnot on the big bikes as well. So now we can look after everybody.
That's great stuff, man. And have you had anyone over the festive season who got a riding lesson as a present for their significant other? Or
like the last time, yeah. So we're getting a lot of new kids into the sport again. So we did quite a big ride the other day with a whole bunch of new kids. And
really?
Yeah, very, very cool. One of them is actually my daughter. So
right.
Yeah, I know, Dad, I'm taking bucket list of victims. So, you know, I ride with my 10-year-old. My daughter, Amber, she's now 13, and it's quite a milestone. She's on about a third ride now. And the loop that we do to a beautiful little shebeen in the middle of nowhere, we stopped there for a cool drink and the adults for a cold beer. One of the coldest beers you've ever had, Mark. Tell you what, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but it's a cold beer, man. And it's well earned by then as well. And so at the halfway point, we turn around and come back. And normally we obviously have to ride the kids' bikes along the way because they, you know, hit an obstacle that they're not too scared to do or just don't quite have the skill set yet. And it's amazing how it's literally her third ride, and she doesn't need my help anymore. You know, she can do the whole ride on her own.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant.
And so many other kids get that so quickly. So, you know, if you get them in young, they get the skill sets early, they get the fundamentals early.
And the confidence.
And then they can grow on that. And, you know, it's such a good sport to get into. We got the Iron Horse Series starting on the 3rd of February now. Mm. It's our first race of the year. It's a good, fun family event. Very well organized. And, man, if you're in the sport and you're looking for one of the easier, no pressure rides to get into, that's your starting point.
Very cool. Iron Horse. Put it on the calendar.
Yeah, follow us on social media. You'll see the updates on there, and we'll keep you updated on all the events throughout the year as well.
Airworks Racing. That's Airworks spelt Air WORX.
There we go.
Get it right. And let's just kind of get a picture of who's out there on the riding community side of things and numbers. I know you wanted to try and put a little word out to see who's listening and get a feel for what the picture's looking like.
Mike, yeah, you know, it's money to see where to spend on your advertising and that kind of thing. We're obviously full on social media and we do a lot of events and we sponsor a couple of races and that kind of thing. But we obviously joined you guys on Radio Life and Style here. And I thought, let's give you guys a little test and see how many motorbike listeners are listening to your lovely station. So for today, if anybody is listening and they are looking for any accessories or apparel to add to their collection or give to their loved one as a gift, pop in the store and we'll give you a 10% discount on any accessories or apparel.
Wow.
So, let's see how many listeners we've got out there.
There you go. It's a sneaky little radio exclusive. If you know someone who you think would benefit from that offer as well, pass the word on. And for today only, you head on through to Airworks Racing in Umhlali, Old Umhlali Village, just around the corner from the post office. Can't miss it, really.
Nope.
And it's growing by the day with the Airworks Cycles imminently set to open its doors in the next 2 weeks or so as we get to the new month. Really exciting times in the Airworks house. And Les, thanks for giving us the scoop at the moment, man. We're definitely going to need to touch base again really soon and maybe have a coffee.
That'd be good. Yeah, we can have lots of demos, eh? So on the e-bikes, on the Pargas, on all of them, we're bringing in a huge range of demos. So if you're keen, you've never tried it before, want to give it a go, Guy is going to be running it, a very good friend of mine. He knows a lot more about bicycles than I do. So he's going to be your man on the ground there. And yeah, pop on in and we'll take you for a ride and give you a demo and get you into any two-wheeled sport you want. We've got you covered.
Go fast. Take chances. Airworks Racing. You heard it from Les. And wishing you a terrific Tuesday, Les. We'll chat soon, my friend.
Cheers, Mike. Thanks.
You heard it.